Mission Network News, 1 minute version for Wednesday, March 16th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss. New regulations in Vietnam appear to allow more religious freedom to Christians. It looks very promising on paper, but Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyrs, wonders what it will really mean for the church. It may just be the government's attempt to appease international human rights watchers. Nettleton hopes this may be a true turning point in Vietnam, but he says Christians need to be in prayer. And 3 decades of ethnic war in Chad left the exhausted nation open to the Islamic influences of neighboring Libya and Sudan. Global Advanced Ministries' David Shibley says that's part of their challenge and one reason they just held a pastor's training conference there. More than 300 pastors attended. Shibley was encouraged to see their strong commitment to reach unreached people with the gospel and plant churches among them. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. More than 400 short-term mission trips can be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip to find one that suits you. I'm Ruth Bliss.